being in Bangkok, just like a big prison. So many people, so many cars, going from one place to the other. It takes 2 hours in the car. Always constantly close to with people. Lots of people were coming. Wanted to give, wanting to give this or that for the pansa, cloth, tian, and so on. And also wanted to hear Dhamma. The morning 2 or 3 hours, in the afternoon 4 hours, quite exhausting. So, why are we here? Huh? Where are we here in this place? Why did we come here in the first place? Think about it. What brought you here? And I mean, in order to come here from Europe or from other countries, you know, I mean, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of motivation. And where's the motivation now? Now that you're here, you feel fine, and the motivation is gone because here there's not so much dukkha. You don't have to go to work every day. I mean, you forget it. We forget why we came here. What is the purpose of our being a monk? It's not that we know when we are going to die. We don't know how much longer we have to live. When are we going to die? We don't know. It all depends on our karma. What is karma? It's the burden or it's the backpack of our good deeds and of our bad deeds. This is the karma. Whatever happens in this life, comes from the previous life. This is something we have to remember over and over again. This is something, it is like the red thread, that goes through our life. And it explains all the situations we came into, and all the situations we come into. It explains, if we have a long life or if we have a short life. If we have this kind, or fall sick to this kind of illness, or fall sick to that kind of illness, and die of this kind of illness, and die of that kind of illness. Because at our birth, all this information goes into the body. And the body is just like a ticking time bomb, if you want to call it like this. And when the time is over, it dies. And we don't know how much time we still have. So, the time that we still have, as long as we can breathe, we can practice. When we stop breathing, we can't practice anymore. But that doesn't seem to be clear. This is something we have to remind ourselves. I mean, the Lord Buddha said, we constantly have to remind ourselves about death. Death is coming, Death will come sooner or later, It might come tonight, it might come in 1 year, it might come in 10 years, or in 20 years or 30 years, Death. And when we are dead, we cannot practice anymore. Because then, depending on our karma of this life and depending on the karma of previous lives, We are either thrown down into hell, or we go into heaven, or we are going into any other realm. Yeah? And there it is very difficult to practice. Yeah? In the heavenly realm, you know, the people are so happy, you know. I mean, why should they practice? And that leads us to the first noble truth. Yeah? The truth of dukkha. Dissatisfaction. We are dissatisfied. Yeah? We are constantly dissatisfied. Because we constantly want something. Yeah? We are bored, or we need this, or we need that, or we don't want this, or we don't want that. That is dukkha, the first noble truth. Yeah? And the second noble truth is, yeah, why do we have this dukkha? Because we constantly want or don't want. Yeah? And the third noble truth is, you know, I mean, that there is an end to dukkha. And the fourth noble truth, that is why we are hopefully are here, to practice the path that leads to the end of dukkha. Huh? And what is it? Sila, samadhi, panya. Sila, samadhi, and panya. Huh? And samadhi is something that we really have to work on. Samadhi, and together with the samadhi, developing the sati. Developing sati. What is sati? Huh? Being aware of what is going on in our heart, being aware of what is going on with our body, huh? That is sati. All the time, not only once in a while, all the time we have to be really able to know what is going on, being aware of what is going on every moment of our time. Hmm? But you find so many excuses, you know, to do this or to do that. Hmm? Somebody asked me, what shall I do with this half an hour? Yeah? Practicing. I mean, if you want to get any results, and now listen very carefully, if you want to get any results, you know, I mean, from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep, you know, you have to practice. Either be it with the Buddha or be it with the breath, yeah, doing chokram and sitting in samadhi, and then when you do something else, you be with the breath or you be with the Buddha. I don't understand. When I was starting to doing practice, yeah, I mean, after my first 10 days retreat, yeah, where I got a little bit of calm, and when I knew, okay, this is the right way to get calm, what did I do? Every minute, you know, that I didn't have to work or didn't have to do anything else, where I couldn't do my buddho, when I was waiting for the bus, even if it was just 5 minutes, I was sitting closing my eyes, you know, and doing buddho, or the breath, yeah, I was observing the breath. Observing the breath going in. When I entered the bus, you know, I sit down, you know, and what did I do? Not reading this newspaper or that newspaper, I was watching my breath, yeah? Observing the breath at the tip of the nose. Knowing the breath goes in, knowing that the breath goes out. When I walked to my working place, you know, I did the same thing. Yeah, until I sat down at my desk, you know, and then of course I had to think, you know, and then the sati and the samadhi was gone. When I came from home, when I finished the work, you know, I was doing the same thing. Yeah? When I went home, you know, I was with the Buddha, I was with the breath, huh? All the time. Huh? Even when I went shopping, yeah, I was looking, you know, is my head moving up or is my head moving down? What am I doing? Am I reading? Why am I reading? You know, all these things. Yeah, this is the development of sati, you know, and this is something that brings results. But your development of sati, I mean, even if you do it 100 years, you know, I mean, huh? On and off, it is on and off, yeah? Now I have sati, you know, for 5 minutes, you know, and then, you know, oh, it's so tiring, it's so tiring, it's so boring, huh? What shall I do, you know, it's just half an hour. This, you know, I mean, time is not important. When you don't have anything to do, you know, I mean, you keep with the breath or you keep with the Buddha. That's it. Huh? Constantly thinking about the future. Huh? Oh, tomorrow I will do this. Oh, tomorrow I will, you know, I will sit longer. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Or after, you know, after sweeping. Oh, after sweeping I'm so tired, you know, I mean, let's take a rest, yeah? No, that is not putting effort. That's not putting effort in our practice, and that's why we don't get anywhere. Huh? We should, you know, I mean really, yeah? I don't know how often I talk about it, we should really, from the beginning, in the morning, so, make a determination. Just like we made a determination for the Pansa that we don't do anything else, you know, than our work as a monk, you know, sitting in Samadhi and walking chankrom. And nothing else, you know, unless it is absolutely necessary. So, I mean, in the morning we determine, okay, I will stay with my Buddha, you know, until I sit down and decide, you know, to do some investigation. And when I do investigation, I don't change the object. I stick, you know, I look around, you know, I make a tour through the body, just like Linda Mahabharata said, yeah, make a tour through the body and see what kind of organ, be it outside or be it inside, you know, interests you, and with this you stick for the next hour. And you don't go away from it. Until you start to see it clearly. It will take some time with your inner eyes. For some people it might take only a week, for other people it might take a year. But with your effort it might take, you know, 10 lifetimes. Until you start to see something. I mean, constantly distracted, yeah? Constantly distracted, yeah? I mean, yes, in the beginning we are constantly distracted, but that's where we put our effort in. Yeah? When we see we are distracted, we instantly return back to the breath. Yeah? And I mean, I was sitting at the airport for hours, and, you know, it was very noisy, but, you know, I started meditating, and then suddenly the noise was gone. Huh? That's how I practiced, yeah? And I got results, yeah? Practicing like this, because I was not interested in anything at all. I wasn't interested in what other people were talking, I wasn't interested in what was going on, I was only interested in what was going on with my breath. Yeah? And that's how I got results. So, I mean, remember what I said, you know, I mean, I don't want to see anybody in the office, you know, I mean, if there is no work to do. Yeah? And there is no work to do unless I say there is some work to do. Except for the Praveen, yeah? And same with the Upatak, yeah? He sits there, you know, in the office, you know, wasting his time. Instead of, you know, practicing. Is it clear? Huh? We have to develop the sati, you know, without the sati we don't know what is going on in our heart, huh? Before we lift our hand, we know that we want to lift our hand, we know what our intentions are, yeah? And then we lift our hand and stay with the movement of the hand. Or we lift our foot, you know, and stay with the movement of the foot, yeah? Or we lift our body, you know, we stay with the movement of the body. And when you get out of samadhi, when you sit in samadhi, and when you decide, you know, okay, it is enough, you know, then your awareness is with the body, yeah? And your awareness is with the intention. And then you ask yourself, first of all, you know, why do I want to get up, yeah? I mean, whatever reason, you know, whatever the kilesas tell you, acknowledge it, you know, and say, okay, yeah? I mean, I'm bored, I mean, I'm in pain, or I'm this, yeah? To realize what is going on, And then, you know, I mean, after a while you start to say, okay, yeah, I mean, let's try it 5 more minutes, or let's try it 30 minutes, or, yeah, or let's investigate pain, you know, if it is too painful, or let's investigate boredom, yeah, because there must be a reason why we get up, or there must be a reason why we stop walking chankrom, but we don't know anything, because we are not interested in what is going on. We just do the mechanical work, you know, of sitting in samadhi and walking chankrom, and after it, you know, we let our mind go free. Or while we're doing it, we let our mind go free. We just sit there, you know, just like a tree stump, you know, and not developing anything, not developing the sati that we need, yeah? And before we do investigation, we need to develop the sati, yeah? Sati is the light that shines on the object that we are going to investigate. Is that clear? Huh? And I do want to see more effort, yeah? I mean, if you really intend on practicing, I mean, I wouldn't need to scold you in any way.
Yeah.
I would be very happy. Yeah. And praise you, you know, for your effort that you put into the practice. But I don't know when was the last time that I praised you. Was it ever? Huh? Oh, he's putting a lot of effort in his practice. Wow, yeah? Did you hear that ever? Huh? Because I don't see that you do it. And I don't have to be around for you. I don't have to be around, yeah? To see it, yeah? I mean, I see the results. I see the results of your practice, you know, every day. The way you walk, the way you behave, the way you move your arms, yeah? The way you walk pindapat, I see, yeah? I mean, there it displays, you know, if you have sati, yeah? It displays, you know, if you are composed, yeah? Or if your mind is completely restless, because if the mind is completely restless, the body is also restless. Yeah? In the future, you know, we don't have to think about the future. Huh? And we don't have to think about anything. We only have to, yeah? If we have to think, you know, we have to think, why am I, yeah? Where's my Buddha? Yeah? Or where's the breath? That's the only thought that is allowed during the day. Or where is my object of investigation? Yeah? Thinking about the future. What? Yeah? Oh, yeah. After the panta, I go here, I go there. Or do this, or do that, you know? Oh, yeah? As long as we're in the future or in the past, you know, I mean, there's no help. We are not in the present moment and we don't know what is going on. We don't know, you know, what the kilesas are cooking up when they divert our attention into the future or in the past. Huh? We don't know what they are cooking up. And we're surprised, sometimes we're surprised, yeah? So, I mean, being in the present moment, yeah, is our main objective, yeah? Knowing what is going on, yeah? And even knowing, you know, when you move your hand, knowing when you move your head, yeah? Knowing when you correct your sitting position, yeah? That is, you know, that is developing sati, that is developing this awareness that is so crucial to our practice. Yeah? I mean, if you read some of the talks of Lungta Mahapo, well, what did he say? You know, what are the weapons, you know, to fight the kilesas? Sati, panya. So wisdom and sati. Sati, huh? Where is sati, huh? Have you seen it lately? Ask yourself. So, that's all. If you have some questions, yeah? So, put some more effort, yeah? I really want to see some more effort, yeah.
Ups and downs in the practice, it's something that will
It will not always be, but you will see in the beginning the ups are very up and the downs are very down. Over the time of our practice, the ups will be a little bit up and the downs will be a little bit down until it really smooths out. Yeah. And then there are no ups and downs. But in the beginning, it takes a long time, you know. I mean, but it depends, it also depends on your effort that you put into. Huh? I mean, the more effort you put into, the faster, you know, the faster you will have progress, yeah? And remember, every minute that you don't do anything, that you don't sit in samadhi or don't walk chonkram, you know, I mean, use it to concentrate on your breath or on the Buddha. Huh? I mean, that's how I trained, you know, and I got really good results from that. Huh? Understood? Okay.